This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
You know, you talk about investing in the future. Where would you, if you had to pick one or two places, where would you suggest lenders invest that time and money?
What we've seen is a large investment, and I think there's enough data. I know that our friends at the Stratmore Group and a few of the other independent consultants have done some analysis. I think there was a very good paper out of Fannie Mae that was talking about where the dollars are going. Sound like at least initially some of the tech dollars were contributing into the point of sale services and solutions. So this is technology, obviously, to attract and retain customers. But what we're starting to see is investment go further and deeper into the technology stack, if you would. So people looking at LOS or different type of LOS configurations. And then all the way down to e-closing, which I think, you know, we obviously can lead in that space and are doing so with partners and really trying to get the integration so that there is a more integrated solution. And it's not what do you call a best of breed where you have to piece together a bunch of different pieces of technology. We think increasingly the lenders are going to want to see some turnkey solutions. And we think that's where you really have a lot of value because you're taking a lot of the guesswork out of it. So I think what you're seeing as you go through the process, really coming out the other side, and what I mean that is fulfillment and actually delivery into the secondary. Obviously, the GSEs have been leaders in some of the technology that they've adopted and working closely with lenders. And then also in the secondary market, I mean, we see it, you know, in performance through different ways of, you know, hedging instruments. I mean, you mentioned Optimal Blue before, you know, certainly their capabilities are well known. And so you have people trying to figure out what technology can either give me the biggest bang for the buck in terms of productivity. As I mentioned earlier, consumer experience is table stakes, if you would. We want to have the best consumer experience. And then also, more importantly, is how do I link these together and over time really have a more overarching strategy? So really looking at a roadmap and saying, you know, where do I want to be in an operating model in 18 months to 2 years? Because in some ways, it takes that long. And then also, you know, there's always the challenge that people feel there could be new entrants. Technology in some cases can be disruptive and bring new entrants at a lower cost point. And so I think that's the consideration you have to think about.
I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One, Mortgage Collaborative, the CMLA, Indicom, as well as Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, Velma, Vendor Surf, and Vidyard. Have a great week, everyone. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.